The goal of the $45,000 report was to see what success centers are doing to improve behavior and academic achievement for some of the district's most troubled students. It looked at demographics and basic data on 400 students, like how long they spent at success centers and what schools they came from. And it included interviews with the staff who supervised them there. Here's school board member Steve Gallen asking district staff about the report at a school board meeting in February.
Teachers and principals were not included. Why was that?
Probably timing. Also, because what
Deputy Superintendent Valtina Brown said conducting an evaluation in June and July made it difficult to get input from school staff. But principals are year-round employees. Gallen was one of those principals for a decade. And he said in an interview, administrators contact teachers over the summer all the time.
So if you're not talking to the teacher at the school that sends the kid to get a sense of his or her behavior that prompted it, if you're not talking to the assistant principal or the principal to talk about their practices in school, then you're not really dealing with the root causes.
Students weren't interviewed for the report either. Amir Whitaker is an attorney and researcher who has represented Miami-Dade students and taught in local high schools. He analyzes student discipline data at the Civil Rights Project at UCLA.
The program is designed to meet the needs of students. We really have to hear from them whether or not that's happening.
One finding in the report was that just one out of three students attended success centers the whole time they were supposed to. Students at success centers do fill out exit surveys about their experiences when they leave, but those weren't included in the evaluation. Efforts to interview students for the report didn't work out.
If that voice isn't included, it kind of raises more questions than answers.
District staff didn't respond to multiple requests for an interview for the story. In response to a records request, they did say they didn't have any minutes or notes from the meeting where the report was presented as a draft. I talked with the researcher about the report, too. She didn't make herself available for a taped interview. In a recent meeting with the Miami Herald editorial board, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho acknowledged challenges with success centers on attendance and getting kids their schoolwork. But he says anything is an improvement over suspensions.
You get suspended, you're out. You're on the streets. You're at home. Nobody knows where you are.
And he said the data on the district's discipline overhaul is compelling.
So we went from dozens of thousands of students being suspended annually to first year, 4,500 students being referred to success centers.
The actual numbers are different. According to the district's data, just under 14,000 students were suspended from school before suspensions were banned. The next year, just under 4,000 were referred to success centers. Even so, it is a massive drop. Attorney Amir Whitaker again.
You know, looking at the data, it could seem that Miami-Dade Public Schools has found some sort of silver bullet or magic wand.
Rebecca Golden runs a service of the American Statistical Association that helps journalists make sure they're reading data correctly. She read the report and says, yes, it's possible there's been a huge culture change in schools that would explain this data, but there are lots of possible explanations.
They wouldn't even know if that was the case because they didn't interview the students or their teachers subsequent to their experience.
To see whether success centers are improving behavior and academic performance, she says, the report could have looked at student grades once they went back to school or the number of infractions seen in schools using success centers.
There's a kind of starting point analysis here that it's clear they wouldn't have been able to answer those questions based on the data that they have.
Here's school board member Steve Gallen again.
We're not trying to reduce suspensions. We're trying to reduce acts of defiance, disruption, disrespect, and danger.
He says understanding how success centers are affecting school culture means you'd have to do another evaluation altogether. In February, Gallen won school board approval for a task force that would do just that. An update is expected in May. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.